Jeremy Dale's on the line right now. Jeremy, I'm just wondering how did Rory get on at the last night? Did it go well?
Well, he had a nightmare. His fifth. Yeah, he's that bad that he's still in the top ten. Even having played like you, inspiration from the depth of your golfing repertoire.
Absolutely. Just talk us through what went on then, mate.
Well, it's lovely to see you actually get something right, Patrick. Let's start with that.
Yes, here we go. This
finally,
will wake me
up. Prediction comes true. But anyway, it was a really interesting tournament, actually. I really enjoyed watching it, which you can't always say about the American tour. Sometimes they're a bit generic, but this one certainly isn't. We had a great little leaderboard at the top. At the start of the day, was Scott Kuchar and Rory, all on 10 under par. And they all birdied the first, and it all looked like it would be a shootout between those three. It turned out that the star of the show was the golf course itself. Riviera is one of the old style courses built in 1926 and restored. George Thomas designed and restored in 1992 by Coran Crenshaw. And it threw up some really interesting challenges. And it all actually fell apart for Rory in the space of about 20 minutes. He got to the fifth hole, which is really interesting because there's a sort of shelf green and the players can't miss it left. And if they do, there's a huge big slope, which is mowed really tight, and it takes them down towards the sixth tee. Now, what's interesting is the fairway slopes from right to left, so you can't actually help but hit a hook. So for a good player, they stand over thinking, this ball's going left, I can't miss left. So Scott and Rory both miss left, and the ball rolled down. Now, if they'd been rough on those slopes, then the ball would have stopped, and the chip would have been really easy, but it wasn't, and it ran away. And they both chose really interesting shots. Scott went aerial, didn't get there, and it rolled back to his feet. And then he putted it up and hit the best shot, hit about to 5 feet, and then missed the putt. So he made double. Rory, on the other hand, tried to bump one into the bank, and it came back to his feet again. The grass is slightly softer than it is in the UK, Kikuyu grass. Ball bounced up, rolled back to his feet. And then he tried a lob shot, went 35 feet past, and then three-putted. Triple bogey. Then, and the next hole is really interesting because it has a bunker in the middle of the green. It's par three. And it's really unusual. I wouldn't say it's the best hole on the course, but it's really notable for that. So Rory hit it the wrong side of the bunker and has a chip over the bunker from the green. So really tight lie, difficult shot. Didn't get that up and down. So suddenly he's dropped four shots in the space of 20 minutes, having been greenside in two and actually hit the green on the other hole. So it all went wrong in a way that only golf really can, I think. And from there, Scott made double on the fifth and then birdied straight back. So he played the first six holes in level par, having had a double bogey, but he did birdie 1, 3, and 6 as well. And he was kind of in control. I mean, Scott is just a great ball striker. And he held on. The course was playing really difficult. And he birdied 13 and 17. He was the only guy to birdie the 13th, which was playing brutally difficult. But what I really liked about it was the golf course itself. So, yes, Rory had a bit of a nightmare, but you could isolate it to about 20 minutes of his round. And after that, he came back strong, but just couldn't make any putts. So, yes, you're right. Total bottle job.
Oh, well, there we go. There we go. look, obviously, McIlroy did say that this was one of the toughest days of the week. He said the wind was up, the hole locations were tricky, et cetera, et cetera. But look, let's just move on from Rory. And before we start a conversation about the eventual winner, of course, Adam Scott, I just want to have a chat about Tiger Woods, because he finished 22 shots back in the end, dead last among those who made the cut. And he said he's going to take the next week off. He's blaming mental and physical fatigue. Do you think he does still have it in him to compete with these 20-somethings like McIlroy, like Justin Thomas, etc.? Can he actually get back to it, do you think?
Well, he is already back in. So he played the President's Cup, he was the best player there. So, yes, he certainly can. He can't do it as often, perhaps, after what his body's been through. And he had a bit of a sense of humour about it. He said, at least I hit every ball forwards and not backwards, but I did hit a couple sideways. But you're right. I mean, he had a stellar front nine on the first nine, and then after that really disappeared from view and finished dead last. 77 yesterday and plus 11. So you're right, he won't get his handicap down like that, but I wouldn't think it will mess with his head too much. He's the strongest mentally that there's ever been, pretty well. Yes, he can't do it every week, but, you know, just a bad week, I guess. I wouldn't be too worried about Tiger going missing. He will be back, and he's been playing really well, so I don't see this as a huge thing. You can read too much into this kind of stuff. I mean, golf is so fickle. Like Rory said, the course was really difficult, and it just shows that you don't need huge length. It was 7,300 yards or so, firm conditions, windy, and that's so much better than soft conditions where there's no wind and these guys can just dial in a yardage, hit the shot, and know that the ball is going to stop where they hit it. And you saw, you know, Dustin Johnson missing greens with wedges after, you know, beautiful drive, 320 yards straight down the middle, and he'd miss the green with a wedge, and you'd go, well, that's just the course putting pressure on him. That was great to see. And yes, it can easily get the better of you. So I wouldn't be too harsh on Woods. I wouldn't be too harsh on Rory either. It's probably not going to stop you, is it?
Jeremy, the guy that always beats Rory in the majors because he's mentally stronger, Brooks Cupcake. How did he do over the weekend?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that to his face. We've seen the size of his arms. Like.
No, it's all right. He's on the other side of the ocean. It's
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. And he's never heard of us.
No.
Yeah, true.
Well, you never know if we keep going like this. Cupcakes at the door.
But
how did he do the weekend?
Oh, it's not a major, so he didn't turn up pretty well. He was well down the field.
Well down the field, because he seems to have the sort of the bock over Rory when it comes to the majors. He just seems to push Rory to the side, and as though he's
Rory didn't actually contend, so you could say there's a direct head-to-head contest. They both won 4 major championships. They're number 1 and 2 in the world.
Yeah.
At the moment, you could throw a tablecloth over them. It's a sort of, you know, who's going to win on the nose this week for the top ranking on the world rankings. But I would say yes, Kepka is notable and really strange for how few tour wins he's had for the number of majors that he's won. I mean, Rory's won numerous times in comparison. So you take your pick of who you like the best. But you're right. In the last few years, Kepka has been brutally difficult to beat in major championships, and came very close in the Masters as well. People don't realise it's only lost by 1 shot in the Masters. So he's a real force to be reckoned with, and he seems to get up to the majors in a way that others don't. And I remember Jack Nicklaus talking about the major championships. He said actually sometimes they're the easiest ones to win because everybody else feels the pressure so much. Mm-hmm. And I can't help thinking that Kepka has got that kind of mentality as well. And maybe you're right. Maybe Rory could do a bit more with a bit more of that. And he did say a couple of weeks ago that he was going to be more aggressive in the early rounds of the major championships and not so cautious. So maybe we'll see a different Rory in the majors. But Kepka, great player, amazing player to watch, powerful, and not a real weakness in his game.